completely perfect score in every way. Tests look fantastic. Practical applications are top-notch. But you still just fail at everything else. Look, I know you're good at this kind of thing. Everyone learns in different ways, right? But you're still failing. I need you to do your homework. You haven't turned in a single homework assignment since you arrived months ago. Can't I just pass you anyway? Gods, no, I want to. The final grading isn't up to me. It's set by the Academy. It is my job to prepare the course and teach it, but the structure and grading of it is standardized by the Academy. Is there anything we can do? I certainly don't want you to fail the course. You're the first foreign student we've had in the Academy in... Actually, you're the first one ever. A human from the lowlands, unnaturally gifted, and surpassing every teacher they had. Do you know how rare that is? We may be at the forefront of magic, but you came out of the biggest kingdom on the continent. It naturally attracts the most skilled educators, and yet none of them were able to direct you. When my mentor brought you here, I didn't expect to end up being the one teaching you. I guess that means it isn't a problem just for you. Reflects poorly on me as well. Imagine having the opportunity to teach our first foreign student someone as bright as you, and we just end up failing them from the Academy. Maybe I can make an appeal to the head of the Academy. Explain that you just learn differently than us since you're not an elf. I don't know if it'll work, but special circumstances, you know. Other options? Do you have something in mind? Makeup work? We don't really offer that sort of thing, but... Yes, I think I have an idea. What time is... I think you should head off for now. Go clear your head, eat something, take some personal time. Then, I want you to come back here in the evening. Yes, you're right. And this part of the Academy is usually locked up, but I have a spare key. Come back here tonight when it's dark. Be quiet getting in here. I want to give you some private, personalized lessons. It's going to take me some time to prepare for you, so shoo. Off with you. Do as you please. But don't keep me waiting. All right. Good boy. I'll see you then. Right on time. As expected. Always punctual. Now... If only we could get you to do your homework. Do you like what I've done with the room? It isn't cold enough yet to justify lighting the fireplace, but I figure the warmth and the light of the fire Well, coupled with the candles, one set the right mood for tonight. Oh, what mood was I trying to set? Well, I was thinking we could spend some time going over various practical applications. You can show me more of how you physically apply your spells, whether it's through gesture, or drawing incantations, or perhaps using your hands in other ways. Then, if I'm satisfied, I'll go back and mark off all the assignments you didn't do as completed. Why would I do that? Well, I want you to succeed, of course. And not just for the sake of my own career, either. Ever since you arrived at the academy, and I first laid eyes on you and spoke with you, I knew there was something special there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Good. I'm glad. Plus, I don't disagree with your method of learning. I think practical applications and understanding are far more important than anything else. In the past, we sent many students afield with their experiences solely limited to the classroom. It often ended in disaster. Seeing you working hard day in and day out to improve and apply it in your day-to-day life, there's a lot of little things I see you do every day that add up to far more than I think you realize. Not just for yourself, but for those around you. And for me, in particular. So, what do you think? If you want to take me up on my offer, then approach my desk, and we can get started. Otherwise, you can just head back out that door, and I'll see you in class tomorrow. No hesitation. Good boy. Good boy. Come here. You don't seem particularly surprised by this. Were you expecting this? Hoping for it? Did you notice my advances over the past months? Did you notice on the way I look at you? Saw the way you looked at me as well. How easily distracted you were by me. The way your eyes traced over my body. I have no shame. Not when it comes to you. I'm an irresponsible teacher. I let my personal needs overtake my professional responsibilities. But even so, you flourished in my care. Did you desire to prove yourself to me, to make me proud? Good boy. You know how to make someone like me feel wanted, even at my age. We don't have to move so fast if you don't want to, either. Why don't we take tonight slow and enjoy each other's company? We have all the time in the world. Here, why don't you hop up on the desk and lay your head in my lap? There you go. Good boy. Let's keep this our little secret, shall we? Teachers and students in the academy aren't allowed to have this sort of relationship. We'd both end up kicked out. But I trust you aren't going to go telling people about us. Do you like this? You seem rather relaxed. You're normally so tense around me. I can't tell if you're enjoying my lap, or if you're just enjoying the view more. It's a bit hard to see your face past these, you know. If you'd like, you can put your hands right here. And they're soft. I can't recall the last time I've been touched. Press down instead. I see. So you're like that. Well, I can't blame you. I find it rather charming. Here then, you can have as much as you want. Be as greedy as you desire. I'll just stroke your hair while you indulge yourself. Are you enjoying yourself? Really? Such a spoiled boy. But maybe I'm just as spoiled as you are right now. Now, if you're satisfied with that, maybe we can move on to the next makeup lesson. This one's going to be another lesson on physical applications. Here, up off my lap and stand up. Oh, where are you going? Back to my... Oh, no, no, no. The lesson stays in the classroom, darling. Come back to the desk. We can just stay right here near the fire. Yes, yes, there. Good boy. Now, shall we continue the lesson? Fingers up inside my skirt. Do you notice something missing? Yes. No panties. Your teacher's a lewd girl, isn't she? I came here wanting this. Hoping for it, rather. You can keep exploring with your fingers, if you like. Oh, good, good. I've been soaked through since you walked in the door. I was trying not to show it. I was wondering how skilled you'd be with your fingers and I wasn't let down. But how about I give you something nice in return? You seemed to enjoy my breasts so much when you had your head in my lap, so let me just get my jacket off and pull this up. What do you think? Soft and plump. My nipples are already hard. Oh, you've got another hand, don't you? Touch them as much as you'd like. The way you squeeze my nipples and massage my breasts. Yes, yes. Be as greedy as you want with my body. It's all yours, my darling. Kiss me while you touch me. You treat me so well. I knew I made the right choice. Now, I think we should move on to the next lesson. You did so well in showing me how you use your fingers and mouth. Why don't we test how well you handle shall we say, magical implements? Hey, don't laugh at me. I know, it's kind of silly. You find it charming. Well, I hope you aren't just toying with my heart. But seriously, you got to see and touch mine. So let me see what you're carrying down there. That's bigger than I expected. That's going to be inside of me. Compare the toys I've worried? No, my dear. I'm excited. You're already hard and ready to go, and I'm soaking wet. So, don't hold back with me. I'm all yours. Slide into my arms, between my legs, and fuck me. Just take it a little bit easy. I want you to love me. Not to breed me like a wild animal. Am I worried about? Not at all. I didn't mean to imply I didn't want you to breed me. Just not like a wild animal. I want you to love my entire heart, body, and soul. I want you to treat me like something fragile and precious. Now, no more waiting. Come to me, my love. It's so big and hot. I understand a lot more now about your power. I can taste the traces of mana in your pre-cum, even with just this little bit. This is dangerous. Not only am I going to have my womb pumped full of your seed, but my body might end up overflowing with mana. Oh, don't worry. It won't hurt me, but it's hot. Don't back out. You've come too far. It's not like you're going to go anywhere with my legs wrapped around your waist. Now fuck me. Make me yours. Oh.
Inside. So hot and sweaty. If it's the heat of your body. Maybe that is maybe it's the mana. Maybe it's all of it. Yes, fuck me. I've wanted this ever since you showed up at the academy. The first time I saw you, I knew. Ah. a bad teacher. Well, I'm not gonna ask you to forgive me. All I want is you to breathe me. Oh, good boy. So hot too, and your cock is twitching inside. Are you going to come? Don't hold back. Come inside of me. Give me every last drop. Oh, yes, yes. It's so hot. There's so much I... likes me. Oh, good boy. We need to. We need to clean up. I'm so hot and sweaty. But I just want to fall asleep right here with you on top of me. We can't. No. We can't get. So, you finished packing all your stuff? Good. And they want us both out of here immediately. Well, I suppose I don't need to tell you that. You got the same lecture I did. I didn't really keep many of my own belongings here, so it's easy enough to drop it off my estate in one go. What am I going to do now? I don't know, honestly. I mean, I'm not worried. I'll find something. I've had private scholar associations asking after me for decades, and I have plenty of savings. The academy doesn't really have any pull beyond the educational sector. Yes, it's kind of sad with how long I've been there, but I'll be taking an opportunity to try new things, expand my horizons. You know, you're welcome to come with me. You are doing great under my care anyway. Continue your education with me. Maybe take on some local jobs or adventures. It'd be fun. What do you say? Good boy. I'm glad. Here, I'll help carry some of your stuff. My place isn't too far from the academy. Let's go.